Hey guys, this is Beth.
And this is Jeff.
And this is your Enneagram Coach, the podcast, where we're here to help you to understand yourself with astonishing clarity so that you can break free from self-condemnation, fear, and shame by knowing and experiencing the unconditional love, forgiveness, and freedom in Christ. Today, we are going to re-air a couple of interviews that we did with our certified Enneagram coaches, Vanessa and Keanu. This episode that we did with them was so popular that we knew you would love to hear it again or hear it for the first time. See, in a couple of weeks, we're going to open up our certification course, which is called Become an Enneagram Coach. And we know many of you that are listening are interested in hearing more about what it's like to be a coach. And so you're going to love hearing from the personal experience that Vanessa and Keanu have of going through the course and developing their own coaching practice. So thanks again for joining us. And here is the conversation we had with Vanessa and Keanu. Well, I want to welcome everyone to Vanessa Sadler. Vanessa, you've been with YEC and coaching with us for quite a long time. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your Enneagram type?
Sure. Yeah. I feel like I was kind of like grandfathered in to the program.
That's right.
Which is really fun to see from the ground up, just kind of how it's grown. But I identify dominant type one. My tri-type is 1-5-3, for those of you who know tri-types. My husband My husband and I live in Tennessee, and we have three kiddos. So our youngest just started kindergarten. I write, I teach, I facilitate Bible studies and various processing groups. And then, of course, I'm also an Enneagram coach.
Right. And you also, maybe not currently, but you homeschooled your kids for quite a while, right?
I did, up until about 2 years ago. We homeschooled until about 2 years ago, and then we launched our oldest two, and then our youngest just started kindergarten this year. So, at a different end of the spectrum, I'm beginning to feel what it will be like to experience the emptiness that you are in right now.
Yes, I know. It's like this both joyous and sorrow all kind of combined together. Like you're so excited to see them grow and do their own thing. And yet you're like, oh man, I miss them. Mm-hmm. But thankfully mine are still close enough by that we can see them on a pretty regular basis. Well, tell us about when you first heard about the Enneagram and why you got so interested in it.
Yeah. So I was introduced to the Enneagram actually in a leadership development curriculum for women in leadership that our church was going through. So it was a group of about 10 women. And we went through, you know, just some understanding of psychology and the brains and how we're wired and going from transactional leadership to transformational leadership. And the Enneagram was part of that. And so it was introduced in this setting along with the Myers-Briggs, but it was introduced, I like to say, the Enneagram for me has always been from a Christian worldview. So I never was introduced to it in a way that wasn't fully aligned with who I am in Christ. And so it's interesting when I have those conversations now where people are like, well, what do you think about this? And I'm like, well, I don't know any different.
Well, that's so intriguing. Yeah. Cause as you know, for many years it, you know, just it's kind of been here, there, and everywhere. Right. And so it's really fascinating to hear people picking up the Enneagram first from a gospel-centered perspective or a Christian viewpoint. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
So you being a type one, what is your favorite part about being a type one? But then also, what's the most difficult part?
So I always answer this question the same way. And I love that I have a standard of excellence. There is something very satisfying about a job well done.
Yes.
And the most challenging part about being a one is that I have a standard of excellence. Because that line between doing something well and doing something flawlessly can be super blurry for me sometimes.
Sure. Well, then the immediate thing that popped up to my mind when you said that is the virtue of a one is serenity. So I didn't tell you I was going to ask this, but how do you embrace serenity in all of that?
Yeah. For me, this is probably going a little bit deeper than you want to go, because I don't know.
No, let's go.
Go deeper. Yes. Yes.
I could sit here and talk with you forever.
I love it. I love it. I really have to tap into my orientation of time and my orientation of like the gold side of my orientation to time. So I'm a present time oriented type. And so often that means I'm fixated on the things that are incorrect or off or flawed or wrong in the present. But when I can be fully present in what I can control and what I can't control, you know, the serenity prayer kind of plays over and over in my head of, you know, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference between what is mine and what is not mine to step into.
Yeah. And that's on one side got to be so hard, but like we always say, like in coaching and stuff, is growth is hard, but it is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it's not easy.
Exactly. I wish it was, but no, it's not. So tell us about your journey in becoming an Enneagram coach. At what point did you shift this, using it for yourself and your own growth, into a deeper understanding of what you wanted to do with it and the kind of a tool to help others?
Yeah. Well, I, from the time that I was involved in that leadership development group, I engaged the Enneagram in my own walk for several years before I even looked at certification programs or even knew that they existed. And so it's actually one of the things that I encourage a lot of people who want to become a coach or do coaching in some capacity is to actually be coached in the process before you work your way through the material, because not only do you get the personal experience and the growth for yourself, but you also have an understanding of how the process works and then how you want to coach and guide others in your own niche of the world. But I think my awareness shifted. I'm a little embarrassed to say this. When I observed people using the tool incorrectly.
Of course, right? Of course.
Like, yes. It would be used as like a hammer to beat people with, or I would watch somebody just like tell someone who their number was. And I just thought, oh, I really want to be sure we're using this tool for growth and connection with God, ourselves, and others, and not the way I'm seeing it being used.
Absolutely. And actually, I would totally kind of amen that. My funny story is, you know, I had used the Enneagram for probably about 12 years and, you know, a little bit here and there with others, you know, but nothing like, you know, like officially. And then I started using it more officially. And I would agree, like, just seeing so often people misuse, whether, like you said, we call it using it as a sword or a shield. You know, like hurting others with it. Oh, you're being such a whatever number, or, or as a shield, like, well, I'm a nine, guys, you're just going to have to live with it. This is just the way I am. Like, no, the gospel's the opposite of that. The gospel is compassionate, forbearing, patient, loving, but it's also showing us how to be more like Christ, to transform, not just to, you know, sit back and say, well, I sin, you know, just tough, you know, you're gonna have to live with it. Yeah. No, let us, you know, come to him and ask him to transform us. I'm right there with you. But hey, that could be part of my one wing coming out.
This is very true. And I lean your way.
So you kind of started seeing how others were using it incorrectly. So then how did you find our program, and what made you decide to go through our certification course versus any of the other courses that are out there?
I heard, about you and your Enneagram coach because a friend of mine had actually brought you in to a summer small group, and where you had sort of dove deep into all of the types, in a small group setting. And I think at that point, maybe you had just introduced the becoming an Enneagram coach curriculum, and material. And so I reached out to you. We started to talk back and forth. I had like glanced at a couple of other programs, but some of them were in person, and some of them were really, really expensive. And so I enjoyed not only that I could set the pace, But the modules were pre-recorded. But I could set the pace for going through the material. You know, like I said, at the time, our kids were younger. We were homeschooling at that point. And so I could work a module in during nap time, quiet time, and then think on and process the material the remainder of the day. Or I would be able to double up on a weekend. And so that virtual format was a really great fit for me. It was also really helpful to have the printable files. Like you just have everything ready to go and move right into coaching. But then also it was really encouraging and helpful and just reassuring to know that the material wasn't ever intended and wouldn't ever be intended to overshadow Jesus and the cross. But that it would always be used as like a compass to point any of my clients back to Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Because, you know, that is what transformation is all about, is becoming more like him. Yeah. And so, yeah. And I remember just sitting with you, I think in Panera that first time and meeting you, and I had such a great time talking and hearing your vision. So why don't you just share with everyone, like, what motivated you in becoming a coach? Like, you wanted to become an Enneagram coach because?
I wanted to become an Enneagram coach because I saw and experienced the difference in my own life and the lives of others around me when those connections were made about our wiring, like how we actually see and view the world. And so understanding those underlying motivations was one piece for sure. And I usually found that once, myself included, but you know, once people understood their type, it was kind of like, well, now what?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I wanted to become an Enneagram coach because I wanted to come alongside others as they began to unpack the implications and giftings of their type at a deeper level.
That's so awesome. Yeah. And isn't it fun to just be able to do that?
It's so fun.
I tell people, like, I have the best job in the world. Like, why isn't everyone doing this? Like, I don't understand.
It's so fun because the pressure's off of us. Like the transformation, like you said, the transformation is Jesus. The transformation is the grace of the Holy Spirit. So nothing is dependent upon me. Like, I just show up and watch him move. And maybe I ask a really good question here or there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We're just guiding our clients along the path that God already has them on and intends them to go.
Yeah.
Well, so what was your favorite part in the certification process in the course?
Well, I love learning on any level. I am a one. But I think my favorite part was the light bulbs that would go off for me in my own understanding of myself. But the tri-types and the subtypes were probably where the most light bulbs went off for me in terms of understanding and making, you know, I like to say the Enneagram is so intricately layered. Like, you can come in at this level and know, okay, this is what makes up my type. And then I can come in at this level and start to understand the wings or the triads. But then I can start to go into subtypes and tri-types and start to go, you know, I said, I'm a 1-5-3. Well, of course I was ruminating on all of the material. It's part of my makeup. That was a really fun part.
Yeah. And did you when you went through the kind of the whole process, did you feel like you had enough tools and resources to then move forward with your clients? And what did that feel like?
Yeah, I definitely felt like I had enough resources and material to move forward. I'm a natural teacher, and so it was the business side for me where I didn't quite have a handle on things because it's just something that didn't exist in my repertoire at that time. So the business building modules were incredibly helpful in establishing and then operating a business. Really helping me to put it into something that I could manage. Like, it didn't become overwhelming. I could go through and understand, oh, this is how these parts fit together in terms of running a business. And here's where I need to track. And here's where I can kind of not delegate it out, but like, here's an app that will really help me if I'm doing expenses and things like that. So it really streamlined things for me, which the three in me really liked.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Let's get it done. Yeah. And that's, you know, when we created the course, you know, a lot of the courses and certifications out there do not add the business component to it. And I remember for me, I was even like leaving mine going, how much am I supposed to charge? like just that basic question I didn't even have answered. Now I had a lot of other things that were helpful, regarding the Enneagram, but yeah, the business building was not there. And so I wanted to make sure that our students, our coaches felt like they had at least a foundation to build from. And so I'm glad to hear that that really was helpful to you.
Yeah.
So what is it like now that you are a certified coach, and how are you using your certification? Like, what does a typical session look like, and who are you coaching usually?
I, this is so fun for me, actually. I've had clients who, so I have my own company. It's called Abide. So I do, one-on-one individual coaching. I've also coached couples and even families. They've literally been from all over the world, Beth. I have a client right now. It is so fun. I have a client right now who's in Botswana. I've had, a client in Australia, but then all over the country as well too. So like Chicago and primarily for me, they've been women, because I'm a woman. But I have had, you know, a handful of men, and they've ranged in ages from, you know, early 20s. And I think my oldest client was like 77. So, I mean, I've got this gamut of, they just run the gamut of age, of they run the gamut of ethnicity. I've had clients from virtually every walk of life, I think at this point. And so that's encouraging to me, just because this is something that, that transcends outside of like my little bubble of where I exist. I've presented the Enneagram in small businesses and ministry settings, but I think I would say one of my favorite things to do right now, currently, that I've just sort of started dabbling in and tapping into over the last year and a half, is going into corporate settings and assisting like C-suites and building effective teams using Enneagram as a tool, and people who really want to create this culture of solid communication and emotional intelligence, right?
Yes.
That's been one of my most favorite things so far, I think.
Yeah. And that's really fun when you do it in a corporate setting and you're, you know, presenting kind of the overview of the Enneagram. You're just starting out and all these light bulbs go off and you can see it in the room, and then starting to help them to do interactive activities and relating to one another in a whole new way. And yeah, that is so much fun.
And you get to like almost name some pitfalls ahead of time, right? All right, well, you've got these types on your team. Well, here's the way you guys are really going to work well together. Here's some of the ways you're going to rub. So keep that in mind as you're going through. You're coming from this place. You're coming from this place. Like, where can you find a common goal and not get stuck in the weeds? Because that affects your productivity, right?
Yeah. Well, and then, so what are, can you give like an example without, you know, breaking any confidentiality, of course, but can you give any examples of, you know, client or clients that you've worked with and the kind of change or impact that they've received?
Yeah. I was thinking about this question because it's so hard to think of like these major life shifting kind of examples, because there's so many micro shifts that I see along the way. I'll watch the countenance of a client change over time, or the course of our sessions together. There might be an eight who steps into a work conversation with vulnerability and courage and comes away feeling more connected, which is what, you know, they desire at a deep level anyway. You know, I've had a client who's a four who can just release the expectation that others are going to meet them in the depths of conversation all the time, right. and experience a lot of freedom and sort of that weight lifted off for them. But anytime I have a client who experiences the love and care of Jesus in a way that they just weren't expecting, that's when I come away from a session just grinning. And I think, that's it. That's it. This is why I do this. It's incredibly rewarding.
Yeah. So how has it blessed you in the return?
Yeah. You know, there are some days because I have children and I can get stuck in a lot of just mundane tasks of, and here's my line before coming out, but just the mundane tasks of like the laundry is piled up again. And how did that happen? Yep. It's only been 3 days. What have you been doing? Or the dishes are piled up again. Like my days can feel like, where is God in them? At times. And so for me, I've been so blessed to come into sessions and be reminded that God is always at work. And so even like just for reminder for me to be fully present to what's going on. This is a good example. So this is just a couple days ago. I picked up our kids from school and they're tired. They're exhausted. They're still transitioning into what this even means for them all day long. And so I immediately went, oh gosh, it's going to be a terrible, terrible afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's not even dinner time yet. And you're already whining about lots of things. And then, my youngest had some homework and she's in kindergarten. So she's got the All About Me poster and she's trying to fill it out. Uh-huh. And she sits down and we're coloring in all the spaces that have nothing to do with the poster itself. Right. And I was like trying not to get stuck in that, but she is just coloring. And she said, Mommy, I'm so glad we get to do this together. It's so nice to spend time with you. And I was like,
we'll be back after a quick break.
Moms, I am so excited to share with you a huge and wonderful opportunity that we have created for you this summer. It's our Enneagram for Moms cohorts. Yes, a group of moms of your same Enneagram type coming together for a safe place to connect, share, and hear and be validated. Wouldn't that be amazing to be with other moms of your same Enneagram type who see the world through the same lens and truly understand you? It's going to be amazing. But here's the thing. There are only 25 spots per cohort. We have one in the daytime and one in the evening of your type to choose from. But you're going to want to sign up the day it opens. We open registration May 6th to May 13th. Now, these groups will kick off the week of June 10th, and they will go until the week of July 29th. That's 8 weeks together for 90 minutes, sharing, laughing, crying, being together in that safe, intimate place to connect with moms, to develop deep, meaningful friendships. And there's so many other things that are going to come with the cohort. I hope that you will join us and learn more when you sign up on May 6th to May 13th at yourenneagramcoach.com/cohorts. I can't wait to see you there.
Okay, we can just sit here as long as you want. I don't care. We'll just color the rest of the night. This is what we can do. It was lovely to just go, okay.
Yeah.
We're right here and this is where we need to be.
Yeah. And it can be messy. It doesn't have to be whatever it has to or should be.
Yeah. It doesn't just have to be this big thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can just be, attuning.
I love that. Yeah. So what's it been like for you with 2020, you know, like COVID and all the things, what's it been like to be certified and has it helped your family having a Enneagram certification and what's that looked like for you guys?
It has, you know, I've gotten the opportunity to be on a couple of podcasts recently. And in terms of how are Enneagram types experiencing COVID, and being under lockdown, and It's been insightful. My husband's a two, mm-hmm. for us to both be aware of like we're in stress. We're in stress mm-hmm. right now. Coming into, more of alignment, I guess, is the word mm-hmm. there for deeper understanding of what's going on for us underneath the surface. And so some of the ways that we really would engage in self-care for ourselves, we can't really do a lot of them anymore. So we've had to yeah. be really creative, and really intentional about sitting down mm-hmm. and processing even with one another or with our own support groups and people who are in our inner circle, to be able to work through some of what's coming up for us. And so like for me specifically, camps are gone. There was no structure right. whatsoever. And that felt very chaotic, for me.
Right. Yeah. As a one.
Go figure. It felt very chaotic for me and almost to the point where it was like, man, what am I waking up for? mm-hmm. We're going to do the same thing again today. And I don't have like a clear path for what yeah. is going to define a purposeful day, for me right now. And so, I've noticed that shift, and even I've heard my husband say something to somebody else, like Vanessa just flipped a switch when school started. It was like, the days are structured. You have something to get up for. Mm-hmm. You're on the making lunches. You've got the, and that, you know, for better, for worse, sometimes that is just where I thrive. And so I've had to like yeah. lean into that discomfort of, being still during mm-hmm. the summer and just sitting outside and recognizing, thankfully our house backs up to, like a really big field and some trees mm-hmm. and a beautiful creek that we can walk to. But being outside and in nature was,
yeah.
paramount for me over the summer.
Absolutely. And has, during COVID, you know, I know a lot of people's jobs and circumstances changed radically. Has that been true for you, or is it been a little bit more stable because you can use Zoom and coach right. from anywhere?
Right. It's been a lot more stable. I have not, I would say it even ramped up a little bit. I think because people who maybe were driving into the office mm-hmm. for work couldn't do a session during the day, but now that they're working from home, they can hop on their lunch break, or mm. they can, you know, end their day at 4 and hop right into a call. And so it's remained very stable. I would say it's maybe even increased a little bit in some ways, in some yeah. capacities, especially when it comes to, you know, doing virtual presentations or, you know, Enneagram groups or things like that, which it's, yeah. it's been fun to get creative with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've actually heard the same thing from several coaches that actually their clientele has increased mm-hmm. during COVID because people yeah. are really, well, we're stuck, we're struggling, we're stressed. There's lots of things that are coming to the surface and there's time to address it. And, yeah. I think it's such a great opportunity. I think God just is calling all of us to recognize the things that we get stuck in. And yeah. this is the time and the place to get unstuck and have someone walk you through that process. So mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that the same has been for you. Yeah. So what advice would you give someone who loves the Enneagram? They've gained a lot of knowledge in it, but they're wondering if they should become a coach and take it to the next level and serve others with it.
Mm. What advice would I give? Just try it. Just try it. Yeah. There was so
And that's coming from a one.
That's coming that's from a one.
You're going to your seven.
I am because I think back, like I have to go back to my own experience in that, right? So I think back through like what kept me from jumping in with both mm-hmm. feet. Like I wanted everything to be lined up. I wanted to think that I had all of the knowledge and understanding that could possibly be gained in the Enneagram, which is impossible.
Right.
Because there's just way too much out there and there's tons of interpretations. But what stopped me was really like this fear that I wouldn't know what I was doing. or that I wouldn't have enough information. And the truth is that the Becoming an Enneagram Coach program gives you leaps and bounds above everything you'll need to really invest in your clients and to engage engage on a heart level, to engage the spirit and where they're at in the journey. And I think that, you know, when, if God is leading you towards something like this, it becomes very clear as you go and you start to discern, okay, what is my fear in here that's holding me back, versus God has really directed my path and my steps to something like this. And am I going to let that fear of, you know, for me getting it wrong or not having all the ducks in a row, stop me from doing what he's very clearly called me to do?
And wouldn't you say, cause I know this is true for me, that the very thing that is holding us back, the thing that we get stuck in, our type, whatever your type is the reason why we should almost move forward. Like for me as a nine, it's like, oh, no one's going to listen. My presence doesn't matter. But it's like the very reason why I should push forward. Yes. Like I need to recognize, no, God gave me a purpose and a plan and a calling. And I need to get out there, not because of a boastfulness, but as a pointing others to Christ.
Yeah.
And by voicing the truth, it blesses others. But that is hard. And that's why I say growth is hard. Transformation is hard, but it can be so good.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I'm hearing from you as a type one is you want to get it right. And yet you're pressing into the uncomfortableness that you can't always have it right, but you're going to give your best.
Yeah. I'm just going to try it. And if it fails, oh, well, I had a great run. No, but it didn't. Yeah. It didn't fail. Yeah. It's going really great.
Yeah. And you're enjoying it. You're like me, like, this is the best job ever. Why isn't everyone doing this?
Why isn't everybody?
Yeah, I love it. Well, thanks so much, Vanessa, for chatting with us, just letting us know your path of your own personal growth, but also your journey as becoming an Enneagram coach and what God has done in and through you. We're really excited for you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, everyone. Well, I want you to meet Keanu, who has taken our Become an Enneagram Coach course. So, hey, Keanu, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your type?
Sure. Well, I'm happy to be here with you, Beth. Thank you for having me on. I am a type 8 with a 7 wing, the Challenger. I coach full time. My background is in military, law enforcement, ministry. And it's interesting now that I know my type, why I had those jobs, right? But
yeah,
that's a little bit about me. I've been married for 2 years, no kids. My wife is studying to be a teacher, special education and elementary. And as I said, I'm coaching full time.
That's awesome. Well, what got you interested into the Enneagram in the first place?
Well, when I moved here to Charlotte, North Carolina to work for Elevation Church, they had us take Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, and StrengthsFinders when we were in the interview process. And I had taken personality assessments before. I had taken the Myers-Briggs before. I had taken Culture Index and the DISC. And the Enneagram, as soon as I got my results, it started to separate itself from the assessments. Because the other assessments that I've taken, they showed me a snapshot of who I was. But this one was just speaking to me a little bit differently. And it was really from a felt need, Beth. As an 8, I didn't realize how much I emanate passion or anger to some. And I always had the excuse, well, that's just the way I am. And, you know, if you don't like that, then maybe that's a you issue. And I realized that in my marriage, my wife's a 9, and I had some other people around me that weren't, of course, they weren't my types. Or my type. And it was a felt need that I needed to really read into it to grow. So I started reading into it, picked up some books, listened to some podcasts, and just fell in love with it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's so intriguing, isn't it? Just kind of that awareness piece of, oh, wait, I mean, it is a other person thing that they need to kind of, learn to be with other types, but it's an us thing, you know, becoming who God intended us to be our healthiest version so that our relationships can flourish. I'm really excited to hear that that's kind of really what sparked your interest. Well, as a type 8, what is some of your favorite aspects of being a type 8? But then also, where do those struggle pieces come in for you?
I think they're tied to one another. So with each strength is the liability. Some of my favorite aspects of the type 8 is one, having an endless amount of energy, or so I think. Never really having a, almost, I tell people that are type 8s and when I'm telling them about myself, it's like driving in a car without a gas gauge. Like, you're solar powered, right? You'll never run out.
Yeah.
And so I love that part of it, because if I know, you know, I set my mind to something, I'm going to drive myself and those around me to accomplish that. But on the other side of that is also becoming self-forgetting in my energy and not really thinking that I need a whole lot to keep going. And sometimes that just sneaks up on me. Mm. So with the type 8 taking on the unhealthy characteristics of the type 5 and unhealth, I go from unending amount of energy to I'm done. And usually when I tell my wife, like, I'm tired or I need a break, she's like, well, how long have you been feeling like this? I'm like, 2 seconds. Like, it just hit me. So that's one of my favorite things. Another one, it kind of goes along with that, is more is almost enough. So yes. I love that I'm always seeking for more in the business and out of people that I work with or out of any endeavor. But the other side of that as well is that sometimes I think that I can take on all of these things and all of these challenges, and I may be able to, but I'm really not giving my full focus to things that maybe deserve it. So those are some strengths and liabilities as I see them. And some of my favorite parts of being an 8.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, so tell us about your journey in becoming an Enneagram coach. Like, at what point was there this shift of learning for your own personal growth and then desiring a deeper understanding to shift it into blessing and helping others?
Well, in hindsight, I see now that it had a lot to do with my personality in the culture that I was working in, with the Enneagram being part of the entry process. Everyone knew a little bit about it. And some people were self-proclaimed experts or enthusiasts, and they've read a couple of books. So everyone knows a little bit of something, right? I'm sure you experienced this. I wanted to begin to set myself apart. I wanted to get ahead of the pack. And I had actually looked into Enneagram certifications for about a year before I finally committed to getting certified with YEC. And I was wanting to get certified, like I said, to set myself apart, but it was about a year of processing, okay, what does that look like? But finally it opened up and I thought, hey, now's the time. And this was back in February 2020. I realized, hey, it's time to go all in. And I remember having a conversation with my wife after you and Jeff did the webinar to answer questions and kind of introduce the course. And I told her, we need to do this. And at the time, I was still working in ministry, and financially, it didn't make a lot of sense, but I knew it was an investment that I had to make. Mm-hmm. And as I was battling or thinking about, should I do this? Should I really do this? I got an email from Beth McCord that said, what could your life look like in a year? Your life could look completely different. And I knew that God was already impressing on my heart that I needed to do this. I needed to really work in some of my natural giftings of coaching and developing others. And pairing it with this, I believed was going to take that to the next level. So I went all in and signed up for the certification, and it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what kind of pushed you into, like, are there certain things about this certification program versus some of the others that you were looking at that really stood out to make that decision to go with the Become an Enneagram Coach?
Well, the two things that set it apart instantly were, one, that it was all virtual. Mm-hmm. So, and it was also self-paced. So you can do it in a couple of weeks, or you can follow the traditional 12-week path. And of course, you know, I unlocked it in the first 30 days and just got it done. Such an 8 thing to do. But also that it was Christ-centered. So yeah. I know that there are other certifications out there that shy away from that side of it. And I loved that you and Jeff built it on that foundation, right? The only foundation. And weren't ashamed of that. But also there was just a humility within you and Jeff that I just enjoyed. And the thing that stood out to me as I was doing my research over a year of choosing to go with yours was you said, I created the course I wish I had when I got started. Yes. And that, coming from a felt need, that resonated with me. And I knew that this was the course that I wanted to take.
Yeah. Yeah. And the self-paced too is also really important for me, because when I was looking at the different programs, what kept me from diving in many, many years ago, because Jeff kept trying to push me to go, well, one was the cost, but a lot of the certification programs out there you have to go to them several times. So you have to fly out several times. And that could take up to a year, maybe 2 years, depending on can you actually get there when they're doing the next program, and so on and so forth. So that was really challenging. So the online go at your own pace to me felt good, because just like you just said, with all the different personality types and the seasons of life people have, you know, we need there to be a one size fits all, in the sense of, like, you chose to go all in very quick. And actually, I just interviewed Brian, but he did it in 4 days.
Wow. I mean, did he sleep?
I know, right? And so, but then we also have, let's say, single moms that are working full time. And they've taken, some of them I've talked to took a year to 2 years, but they just methodically kept at the process, but they could only do so much. And, you know, we were there to encourage them. They were part of the Facebook group community. And so I was so proud of them to continue on the same trajectory. They just couldn't do it in as quick of a pace as they probably wanted to. And that just is, you know, so encouraging to say, hey, whatever season of life you're in, whatever circumstances you have or passions, God has a timing that's right for you. And that's where this course can really be beneficial to a lot of people. Plus, you don't have to travel to, you know, the places and they have all that expense. That was the other thing that was hard for me. I was blessed when I did mine. It was in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco. And my mom grew up just north of there. And I was actually born in San Francisco. So my mom is such a blessing. She said, hey, I would like to pay for this for you. But I'd like to come with. And she didn't go to the classes with me, but we just had the best time when I had time off. Like, we would go to restaurants and we went to Muir Woods and took some tours. And that was just a huge blessing for me. And so I think God provides when he calls. And so if this is a calling for someone, he will provide the right timing, the right finances to make this doable, because he is going to use you, whoever is out there that is called to this, to bless others and to glorify him.
Absolutely.
Well, okay. So you dove in, you took the course. What was your primary motivation in actually becoming an Enneagram coach?
My primary motivation, like I said, it stemmed from that felt need, but in my nature as the protector or the challenger, I don't like to see people facing injustice or under duress or being bullied. And I realized that with this tool, and I realized in my own life as well, sometimes we're our own bully. You know, we beat ourselves up so much, and we don't give ourselves the grace that we need to do what we need to do or that we feel we're called to do. So I realized that this tool was a way of protecting people from themselves, in a way, to understand their tendencies and understand what's going on underneath the surface. And working in ministry, I've done a lot of research on patterns and personality traits and how certain patterns just repeat themselves. And it really had nothing to do with the situation, the job, the boss, the relationship, but it repeats itself because we don't address it internally. So it really, for me, it was a way of standing up for people and really being against not them, but their bad habits. So when I'm pastoring people or when I was leading people, I would have individuals that say, like, I feel like you're against me, or you're angry with me, or, you know, what's going on. And I would tell them, it's not me versus you, it's us versus it. So whatever's going on underneath the surface, whatever is slowing you down or causing you harm, I want to help you side by side with you in addressing that. So that was that primary motivation. But also from a personal side, both of my parents have been divorced. And from a very young age, adults, my older siblings, my parents would come to me for wisdom and for advice. And that was a gift that I thought, well, everyone must just be like this, right? Everyone must have this natural strength or this natural gift, and that's not true. So I had become so comfortable with that gifting for so long that I didn't realize how special it was. Right. And I realized that every person has that gifting that is unique to them, that is a gift that's so familiar that we don't really give it the respect that it deserves, or we don't really lean into it. And that could be a huge missed opportunity in business or in life. So for me personally, the Enneagram helped me to find my natural strengths in helping and coaching and teaching and supporting others, but also it helps others in realizing some strengths that they've been neglecting for so long because it's just become common.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so as you took the Become an Enneagram Coach course through us, what were some of your favorite parts of going through that process? Like some takeaway tools or things that you just really lean on a lot?
I love the guide sheets. So mm-hmm. that was another thing that set it apart. You and Jeff have outdone yourself in content, and I'm so thankful for it, because for me, it's more of my type to just give me what I need and I'll go and accomplish it. So with you and Jeff putting together the content that you have and purchasing the guide sheets along with the course, it was helpful in just, hey, I have the content here. I know what I know, but also having something tangible to give to clients, that was really helpful. And I love how you and Jeff had laid that out, as well as the guide, the study guide that goes along with all of the course. So you can actually read and take notes as you're watching the videos, and really it helps to navigate it and retain the information. So I loved all the tools that you at YAC provided in terms of the content.
Yeah. So just for those that are listening, we provide not only teaching and just kind of overall concept of what the Enneagram is, going deep with the Enneagram, how to coach with the Enneagram, going into that, and then also how to develop your own business. So we give a lot of tools and insights. But what Keanu is talking about, the guide sheets, we give you 5 guide sheets for each of the 9 types to take them through their first 5 sessions if you purchase the Master Coach package. And so like for Keanu, you went through the course and then you're set up. Like, we literally have given you your first 5 sessions with each type if you purchase the Master Coach package. And that's what you're saying, is just that having that right away was, I'm assuming, helpful to get your return on investment of actually getting the course. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there was even a friend that she wanted to become a life coach. And I asked her, which assessment are you going to use? I mean, it's pretty natural for life coaches or coaches to use some type of assessment, right? And I told her, hey, I want to introduce you to the Enneagram, because she wasn't going to use an assessment at all. And I told her, let me show you how the Enneagram sets itself apart for what you're wanting to do. And I loved it, because whether it was myself that had 2 years of Enneagram knowledge and studying and research, or it was her who did a typing interview with me and then decided she wanted to start a business, the course is great either or. So if there's someone out there that says, maybe I don't feel like I know a lot about the Enneagram, well, this certification is going to give you everything you need in knowledge and in the tools that you need to go and get started. So I love how you and Jeff have removed a lot of excuses or obstacles for right. people inherently.
Yeah, because they are. I mean, I know I had a lot of obstacles and I was like, man, it'd just be so great if I have had this, that, or the other. And so we've really tried to provide that. Obviously, we all still have to, you know, push, you know, our foot on the pedal and actually go. But it's so nice when some of the bigger things are eliminated so you can actually get going right away. So what does your coaching practice look like now? Like, how have you started after getting your certification? What does that look like with your sessions and all that kind of stuff?
So in June, I left my full-time job to go all in on my coaching. And when I first started, again, the blessing and the burden of an 8, I can do all things. I can coach in all areas, right? I can coach couples, and I can coach individuals, and I can coach businesses and leadership and all these things. But what I found over the last couple of months is that less truly is more. And being able to find my niche has been very powerful and impactful with my natural gifts as well as my passions. So where I'm coaching now are in 2 areas, one in leadership and then one with sales professionals. So those are the areas that I'm niching down into because of my background and also my gifting. So I coach leadership teams and leading their businesses, whether it's corporate or within churches, but also sales teams, and learning how to better understand themselves so they can best service and add value to their clients. So that's my primary focus now.
Yeah, that's great. Well, what example do you have from a client or a team that you worked with, without breaking confidentiality, of course, that really stood out to you that you would love to share with others?
Yeah, I had a client that is a financial advisor. And he is a type 1, and he's very strong in his profession. He's doing very well. And I started bringing him through. He was actually my first sales focused client. Of course, he wanted to grow personally, but when, you know, raising tide lifts all ships, so it really started impacting his practice. And when we started breaking down his Enneagram, he was understanding how, one, he was not retaining clients because his way was the way of doing things. And if they didn't like that, then there wasn't a lot of wiggle room. So it helped him to understand, hey, there are all these different personalities and perspectives that if we honor and we understand, we can add better value. On the other side of it, understanding certain things that were holding him back from within and figuring out why, as far as speaking to the motives or the unhealthy tendencies and really helping to maintain the healthy tendencies in growing his business. So an example is he had a client that I believe was deciding not to maybe not work with him. And we had a coaching call that very morning. And he said, I'm going into this as a one, I'm going to lay out why it all makes sense. And I said, well, don't do that. Well, what do you mean? I'm going to make sure that she understands how it makes sense. I said, no, that's not what she's looking for. She's looking for a relationship and connection. How about you go into that meeting because she already took the meeting with you and just get to know her better? And it was so against what he thought right was, right, as a type one. And it completely changed the game. And she stayed on as a client. They have an awesome relationship now. And it was really not trying to change him, but rather to understand his tendencies and empathize and connect with others.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it. And isn't it just so cool to watch the transformation happen and to see the blessings that your clients have when they transform?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's when you see, I love the moments. The typing interview is typically when they really start to pop, but it's those light bulb moments of how did you know that about me? How do you know me so well? Those are things. And I tell my clients every time we go into a conversation, I'm going to say things that you've always felt or thought, but didn't have language around. So be mindful of when those surface, and every time it happens, wow, you mentioned something that happened 20 years ago in what you've taught me of my tendencies, and now I understand it. Mm-hmm. So having those light bulb moments, I just love that, being able to see that in every client.
Yeah. I just feel like I always tell people, I go, I feel like I have the greatest job ever. Like, why doesn't everyone want to do this? Because I just literally get to see God do his work in and through people. And I'm just kind of like a vessel of information that I get to guide my clients, but he's the one that's truly doing this transformational work of waking them up, seeing what's going on, and then helping them to take those next steps while trusting in their true identity in Christ. And it's just the most spectacular experience to be on my side. Of course, they're experiencing it too, but just to watch that process is just so exciting. Okay. Well, now that we're in COVID, 2020, all the ups and downs, and you've kind of shifted jobs and everything. What's it been like to go through all this and now have your certification? Has it been more of a struggle, or has it actually been a blessing? Have you seen some breakthroughs? What are people's responses to you now coaching, and how has it been a blessing to you?
The way that I think it's been a blessing to me and also a blessing to others is you can look at it in one of two ways. If you're considering becoming a coach or starting a business in this time, you can look at it as either the worst time to do it or the best time to do it, especially in coaching. And that's really, of course, our personalities are going to lean us one way or the other. But I believe it's the best time to do it because people need what we are offering as far as coaching and understanding with everything that's going on in the world. What we offer is truly going to bring impact in this time. And we are all always going to remember COVID-19. We're all always going to remember 2020. And how can you as a coach position yourself in someone's life when it's the hardest time in most of our lives, right? Mm-hmm. And be able to walk them through that. So that's what I found. And when I decided to go all in on my business, I look back to 2008, right? Our last big crisis and some of the businesses that formed out of that adversity. And I decided, hey, I want to do that. I want to jump in adversity and make something more. And also the prompting I believe God had placed in heart. So now in these times, it is the best time to be bringing this value to people, to be understanding themselves and understanding of the times and how to navigate it, because it's very hard on everybody. And whether it's financially or everything else that may be going on, the virus and everything with George Floyd and all these things, 2020 has been tough. Kobe Bryant, I mean, I'm a sports fan, so hard hitting.
Yeah.
All of these things that are going on, we get to step in and really help people and add value to them in navigating these times and knowing that they can make it to the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, in years past, I would say some people know that they're struggling, right? And they're looking for help. I mean, 2020, it's like, we're all struggling. Like there's no, like no one can kind of push it off. Like, no, I'm doing great. It's like, well, you might in some ways be doing great, which is wonderful, but God is using this year to rock our foundation, to right. show us where we really aren't paying attention and where we need to grow, but also how we can lean on Him and His truth. But it's a great opportunity this year to get coaching, to find someone that can give you language to what's going on in your internal world and to guide you on that path towards transformation for your personality type. So what you need, Keanu, is different than what I need, you know, as a 9, though I have a very strong 8 wing, I will say. But it's different, right? I mean, as much as I have a strong 8 wing, we are very, very different. And if you approach me as a coach as, well, you need to be like, you know, me, Keanu, an 8, it's just not going to work. I'm going to feel even more shame and guilt. But by approaching me as a 9 and to see the gifts that I have and to move into that, to lean into that is inspiring. It's freeing. It's liberating. It's just all the things that people are really looking for in 2020. I really do believe that's what the Enneagram with the gospel-centered perspective offers, but then definitely having a coach there to guide you through that process. There's just nothing like it.
Coaching a lot in the corporate space, there are a lot of leaders that don't necessarily know how to lead millennials or Gen Zers. And they think, well, I have to be soft because everyone wants a purpose and everyone wants a safe place. And no, that's not it at all. Rather, the Enneagram and the knowledge that it provides, the insight that it provides, helps to remove some of the shields or some of the things that we hide behind naturally. And it helps you to get the most out of them. And for business owners or whatever it may be out there, it's not enough anymore that you give someone an opportunity to collect a salary, collect benefits, and retire. These generations are wanting more. So that's what I'm saying with a lot of my corporate clients is exactly what you said. That has been the most valuable, is teaching them how to understand their people to get the most out of them, also add the most value to their life, with which ultimately results in the business growth and the, you know, the profit growth or whatever it may be. To understand, empathize, and leverage their strengths instead of trying to make everyone be more like Beth or like Keanu.
Right. Absolutely. Well, so for those that are out there and they're thinking about taking a certification course for becoming a coach, what advice do you have for them in moving into it to gain more knowledge, to take it to the next level? What would you suggest?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Beth, you asked about my motivations. I would first ask, what are your motivations? Why do you really want to do this? Who else is it going to impact? Don't solely think about how it's going to impact you, because that always fades. But who else wins when you win? So if you're considering taking this course and you're considering going through this and really transforming your life and those around you, think about who else is going to win when I commit to this, when I go all in on this and I build a business or I build this impact with those around me. And really understand that God's word says He's a light to our feet. He's a lamp to our feet, right? He's not a spotlight. We don't see 10 miles out. Is He at least showing you the next step? If He's showing you the next step, then take that next step. And after that next step, more steps will start to appear. But you can't turn a car if you're not driving forward, right? It's very hard to turn the wheel. And well, I want to find the path. Well, if you turn it on and you start pressing on the gas, it's a little bit easier to start navigating. So I would say, and this is totally in my 8 nature, and I'm trying to be empathetic to all the other types, but take the step, the next step that God is showing you. You don't have to have the full map, the full plan, but you know the next step He's calling you to take. And I would just encourage you in that. And also knowing that within the YEC, the BEC community, there's a group of people that are here to help support you. That's one of my favorite tools as well, is the Facebook community. I'm on there probably daily interacting with other people or asking questions. And so are many other coaches. So you're not in it alone. And Beth and Jeff and the YEC team and all the other coaches that have gone before you are going to be here to help you figure that out as you go.
Yeah. And it's so much fun. I just love seeing all of you, you know, and just watching you, Keanu, with just really pressing in and taking the next step. It invigorates us as a team to keep going and to keep the vision alive of what we're really here about. And that is to transform the lives of others with the truth of the gospel, to bless themselves, but others, and to glorify God. Well, thanks for your time and just sharing us with us your journey as a Type 8 coach. And it's just been such a joy just to see you and watch God work in and through you. Thanks, Keanu.
Thank you, Beth.
Bethy, I have loved hearing these coaches' stories, particularly for Vanessa and Keanu, who have had a significant impact on so many lives. It's so exciting to see what's going to happen next.
Yes, it's like throwing a stone into water and you're seeing the ripple effects that they have on other people's lives. And all of this is because they are willing to take a step of faith and become a certified Enneagram coach through us.
Yeah, I love that. And even for you, Bethy, whenever you first started YEC, it's always a step of faith. And I know we have listeners who also desire to become an Enneagram coach. Taking that first step can be tough. I know it was incredibly difficult for Beth and I to make that first step whenever we started your Enneagram coach. And I know we have listeners who desire to become an Enneagram coach because their lives have changed. They've seen other people's lives change, but they may be feeling overwhelmed and scared about that first step. Beth, what would you have to say to them?
Yeah, well, it can be scary, but let me just say it is so worth it.
Well, thanks, guys, for being here today and sharing your life with us. And we will see you at the next podcast. Bye, guys.